And welcome to Odyssey. My name is Radio Mike, your host, and we talk about ancient and modern mysteries all across the globe. We have an exciting show for you today. I have a great guest. He's a researcher in UFOs, and he has an amazing website on YouTube. And welcome to the show, Dr. J. Andy Ilias.
How are you?
Good to be with you, John, or Dr. J. So what we're going to do is we always talk about current events on the show. And on the website, there is a news site called TNT. And we're going to ask everybody to look at those stories. They're very important this week because of the Boston bombing. So Dr. J, Andy, let's go ahead and dig into this story of the Boston bombing. And it looks like a false flag operation. What do you think about that?
You know, I've actually heard that from several people. I read somewhere online that the people who were caught, the suspects, one that was killed, one that was maimed and then caught, were actually not what were shown on video. They looked more like military men. Another thing I heard coming from another ufologist was that there was a Boston Marathon memorial page posted up the day before it happened. So I'm a little torn on what to believe.
Yeah, we don't know what to believe yet. Thank God we have researchers like Alex Jones, and the TNT news board is posting some alternative stories. But I've keyed in on a couple things, and I want your opinion. The first is there were like seven guys there from the National Guard, and they had the craft hats on that were symbols of the craft. It's kind of an elite unit. So one guy in particular has a black backpack on before the bombing, but he doesn't have it on afterwards when he's running away. So I think he should be questioned. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a no-brainer. If any police officer or any FBI or anybody looking at that video, if they know it's a black backpack from what they found, the evidence for the bomb and the trash can, everything else that blew up, if they see somebody with a black backpack near the scene of the explosion before it happens, and then they see that same person running away without the black backpack, what happened to it? I mean, it's just a no-brainer. If it's not found intact afterwards, and obviously you didn't hear on the news that it was, what else could it be? I mean, it just looks like that would be the first place that they should go to look at.
Right, so we've got these kind of quasi-military guys. They may have been private contractors. Well, who hired them? If there was a drill, why wasn't that disclosed by Monday after the bombing? Why didn't this agency come out and said, hey, we had a drill with a bunch of men with black backpacks right there, so we're not suspects. We were doing a drill at the same location. Obviously, that would be weird, but in a normal world, that's what should have been done.
Exactly, exactly. And, but, you know, the sad thing is I think the people that are really running the country, running everything, they think the American public is stupider than we really are. We're actually smarter than they think. You know, they feed us these lies and these stories, and they expect us to believe them without any second thought. And that's kind of what's happening here. The same thing goes back to history, to the 9/11, to the Oklahoma City bombing. If you watch the news, breaking news as it happened, there are things that you saw then that you never saw again played over again as a replay.
Yep, you just see them once. For instance, Building 7 falling down. That was shown on television live only once. And
yes,
never
again. And you hit the nail on the head right there, especially with the owner of Building 7 saying he had to pull it. Pull it being the slang that they use when they demolish a building. So he claims that after the first two were hit by planes, that in a matter of hours they were able to hire a demolition company, have them show up, load up every floor with the demolitions, and then demolish the building. I mean, come on. Really? Is that how everyone is supposed to believe it blindly, in which they do? And then they go off to say that it was actually demolished by the fires from the neighboring buildings. Well, when I saw that video, what fires? Did you see any fires?
Very little. Very little. Yeah. Well, all you have to do is go to YouTube and show people Building 7 collapsing. And that was 47 stories, that huge building. And they're either in the Matrix or they're out of the Matrix. That's almost like a litmus test to me.
Well, do you know which tenants were in Building 7?
Wasn't it a lot of government agencies?
Yes. CIA, Secret Service, if I'm not mistaken, FBI, and what major files were destroyed. So many, they claim. I mean, just what a perfect thing. Set up a false flag operation, and while you're doing it, destroy some documents that you don't want to be revealed later from Freedom of Information Act or other reasons, or whistleblowers. And they hit it off both same time.
Well, I read an interesting article this week about the alphabet agencies. And the alphabet agencies are the IRS and the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the ATF. And these are, they have their own agendas. And originally, they probably start out good in the beginning. I mean, the idea might be good behind it. But what happens is they become these beasts. They have to grow. They have to have more budgets and more people, and they need more special operations. And they go rogue. They go wild. And that's what's happening right now.
Oh, I completely agree. And, you know, you mentioned five or six of those agencies. There are so many. There's the DIA, there's the CIC. There's so many two- or three-letter word agencies that I can't even keep track. And here's the funniest part or the saddest part. They don't communicate with each other. So while one's going rogue on one mission, the other one's looking into that, not knowing that it's being run by another arm of the government.
Right. So it's a ridiculous argument when you say people say, oh, you think the Congress and the president created 9/11? It's like, no, that's the open government. I'm talking about the shadow government here.
Exactly.
But, you know, anyway, I want to get back to the Boston bombing. And thank God, you know, people need to go to Alex Jones InfoWars, his site this week, and go to the TNT, go to the BBS news site. It's in the middle of the page, and read those articles. And the other article was on the Saudi. There was a video of the bomb going off and a Saudi's running away. That's captured on video. Then he goes to the hospital, and then they just say, oh, he's cleared, he's fine, we're going to let him leave the country. And then Glenn Beck this morning breaks this huge story that he has relatives who are terrorists, and Michelle Obama supposedly visited him in the hospital, and all kinds of things. He's got all kinds of links to terror. So I'm not saying this is true or not, but all I know is this guy should not be deported. He needs to be questioned.
I agree. And to send him out of this country makes you raise that many more questions. Why did they do that? Why would they rush so fast to get him out there? I mean, if they were extraditing someone or deporting someone, the process takes, you know how bureaucracies work. It's not something that can be done overnight. There was a reason they sent this guy out of the country so fast. Obviously, they weren't even close to completing their investigation when this guy was sent out. So it makes you raise your eyebrows and wonder, well, what's happening?
Absolutely. So this will take a while to play out. This is kind of the new 9/11. But I think what happened with these macho guys and these agencies is they didn't understand the power of the computer geek and the technology and all of the people who comb website photos and were able to crack this case wide open. I don't think they really got the technology that's available on the computer now.
I agree with that statement. And, you know, it's technology like this that everyone's carrying a smartphone in their pocket nowadays is what's caused the whole Middle East revolution, everything from Egypt to Libya to Syria to all those other places that are having turmoil and had turmoil in the last couple of years, all because of the young generation with access to the media.
Well, let me ask you something, because we're talking about these seven men with backpacks doing a drill at the exact point. When you were in school, every couple months you would have a fire drill. Was there ever a fire drill where all of a sudden a bunch of firemen would show up at the exact same time and day and conduct a drill? Did that ever happen to you?
Not once.
That's absurd.
Yes.
What are the odds of that?
I'd have to say in the millions, if not higher.
And if there was a drill, shouldn't they disclose it immediately so that there's not massive confusion?
They should have disclosed it the minute those bombs went off. And I also must add this. Our budget in our government is so – it's such turmoil right now. And then you take it from the federal level to the state level. Each fire department is stretched as thin as possible. They don't have time to do these little drills unless, obviously, someone in the higher echelon is telling them to do so. So the fact that they're using that cover story makes me want to question it even further, just that alone. Secondly, like you said, if they're doing it right then and there at the exact same location, exact same time as something massive that's happening, why wouldn't they have gone on the media and say, oh, just so you guys know, we were there too. We were conducting a little drill. So if you guys think that's the suspects, it's not. They didn't do that. And that's what makes you want to question it more.
Absolutely. I'm going to switch gears here. There's another story I want to talk about on the TNT News Board on BBS, and then we'll get into UFOs. And it's a small thing, but I like to point out these little small details. There's a drink, an energy drink called Monster, and they have a new can out. And if you look at the can, there's an Illuminati symbol of an eye and a pyramid on the can. And then there's a statement about how we control society on the can, on the drink.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, it's on our dollar bill, and, you know, if you get enough people hooked on such drinks, then it's falling right into the agenda that they're asking for.
So I want people to be aware of advertising, of everything you see on TV and the media, on music videos. I'll give you one more example. There's like I was looking at a Justin Timberlake. He has a new record, and I'm a fan of his. But in the background of one of his videos is Illuminati symbolism, like a goat's head. And there's so many music videos of like pentagrams and the sign of the pyramid. And it's really blatant now, more than it used to be, I think.
You know, it's sad that they're doing it so blatantly. It's almost as if they're flexing their muscle and saying, here I am. And there's subliminal messages in everything, and that's the thing that people need to pay attention to. You said a second ago that you pay attention to the detail. Well, the devil is in the details. People do need to pay attention to the details because that's what's going to uncover the greater scheme of things.
So I think the thing that we're not, if you notice, you know, Dr. J. Andy Ilias, when you and I talk, we're not talking fearfully. And this information actually gives you power and you feel better about yourself and the world. I know it seems scary at first, but to me it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz, where kind of Dorothy ultimately has to face the Great Oz. She has to, and then at the end she sees it's a little man behind the curtain. Like the Illuminati is really just a small group of little people, you know, like we outnumber them 100,000 to 1.
People
need to not be scared. They need to just face it and study the New World Order. Watch your Alex Jones videos. Watch your David Icke videos. They're free on YouTube. A lot of them have copyright free, you know. And then wake up and be awake and aware of what's going on in the world, and then go on and have a great day. Don't let these people destroy your day. They're just cockroaches. Just know where they are and give them a good spray once in a while.
I completely agree with that people do need to pay more attention to what's going on. And there is a small group of people controlling. It's the same family that were in charge 100 years ago are still in charge. I knew this man, I still know him to this day. He was a Navy SEAL in the Vietnam era, and he was telling me that the same families that were in charge then were the same families that were in charge in the early 1900s, which are the same ones calling the shots today. Who's elected into the government and the presidency and the office of any senator or congressman? That's just the puppet government. That's for, like you said, the open government. That's not who's really calling the shots. The people who are really calling the shots never leave. They're on their terms.
Right. And so, you know, the New World Order, right now the big push is a North American Union. That would mean no more United States. It would just be a country from the top of the North Pole down to the southern Mexico. It would just be a giant unit. And what they're doing right now is a giant amnesty. That's what they want. They want to wave in like 12 million people and, you know, who didn't even follow citizenship laws. So that's their latest ploy. You know, it's they're constantly pushing for this globalist economic zone and to break down the United States.
Yes, Yes, definitely. Definitely. I do agree with that. And people do need to pay attention to this New World Order, because on top of the North American Alliance, they're trying to form the Asian Alliance. They've already formed the African Union. As we all know, they've already formed the European Union. Once they have these four key unions, the North American, the Asian, the African, and the European Union, then they're that much closer to the New World Order.
That's why people just get involved. Call your senators, call your congressmen. There's a good organization called numbersusa.com, and they talk about safe legal immigration and just doing it the right way so that we have an independent sovereign nation. So that's numbersusa.com. Okay, we are going to get into UFOs. We're going to talk about YouTube. Why don't you tell me about your YouTube channel and what you're doing there?
Well, first, let me give a little straighten the facts out. It's not really mine. I just work for them. I'm a producer for Third Phase of the Moon. It's actually owned by the Cousins Brothers, who I got to give a great shout-out to, because they're working real hard and pushing ufology to people who normally would not see things. All the footage that you see there is stuff that CNN wouldn't really show. For instance, let's talk about O'Hare. When that happened in 2009, you had something that appeared over in a huge international airport, one of the largest in the world. It halted traffic. You had people that were about to go home to South Korea, to Norway, to Alaska, everywhere around the world. They were getting ready to board a flight when this object came and stopped their traffic. Obviously, CNN had to respond because of how many people witnessed it and how many international people were going to go home and talk about it. So they had to cover it. But all these other videos that are submitted to Third Phase of Moon and are broadcast to the world are things that you'll never see, because the witnesses consist of maybe a few people to maybe an entire town of 20,000 people. The point is they figure, the big media, that if they can control what people see, if the general public sees, it doesn't matter what the small group of people is watching or paying attention to, because they can just blow us off as all quacks. When in fact, the reality is there. One of the latest videos that was posted was a compilation of the 15 best Skype interviews with the footage that was given from them. And you could clearly tell during the interviews with those people, they were very excited. You know, what they saw clearly changed them. You know, they didn't want to be shown on camera first, and then all of a sudden they came around and just were wanting to tell their story. It's people like this, one by one, that are becoming believers. And when enough people are reached, I think the world's going to have to respond.
Yeah, we're at a tipping point. So why don't we talk about you recently worked on a video of UFOs over Hawaii, and there was some pretty great video. Why don't you talk about that particular Hawaii video?
Yeah, that was a full-length feature documentary. Originally, it was meant to be on a different format, but the Cousins Brothers decided to give it as a gift to all the YouTube viewers, because if it wasn't for the YouTube viewers, then they wouldn't be who they are. It was actually a celebration of the 50 millionth view. It's a full-length feature documentary. It's about a little under an hour long, and there's several great shots. Now, one of them, it's hard to describe. I want to say it's like a three-dimensional cross, but it's not just a cross where it's got one beam going up and one beam horizontally. I mean, it's got things going in different directions. And let me add something crazy to this. This was filmed, if you look at the footage, over really, really low over an airport. Well, guess what? This was on December 24th, 2011. Do you know who showed up hours after that was filmed? By the way, had multiple witnesses.
One of the alphabet agencies?
Worse or bigger, the president of the United States, right where that thing was floating, hovering, the Air Force One was docked literally hours after it went away.
Amazing.
Yes.
Boy, if we only knew what was being said, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If we could only, you know, find out how much the White House is involved in all of this. And that goes to the point where they think we're stupid. I mean, we've had disclosure for – I mean, I learned about all of this from the crop circles of the 1980s. And I think more than 50% of Americans already know that UFOs are real, and we just want it out in the open. We want to discuss it as adults at this point.
I agree, and yet they don't want us to do that. It's almost as if they want us to stay like kindergarten children in what they say, what they tell us to do, and we follow along like in a zombie-like state, not questioning our government. You know, after World War II, the times were different. If the government told someone to shut up, they listened. Nowadays, there's so much distrust among the government. When the government says don't talk about this, then you really want to talk about this. So I think their push to cover things is starting to weaken. Their grip on the nation is loosening as we speak.
Right. Now, if the government did make some kind of deals with UFOs for technology way back in the 1950s or something and contracts were signed, that would be a reason why they never want disclosure, because they apparently would have allowed people to be abducted in exchange for technology. If that was the deal, they would never want to disclose.
You know, that story has been going around, and actually, instead of getting squashed, that story has gotten bigger. More witnesses have come forward. In that original 1954 meeting with Eisenhower, there were some of the top dogs of this world present. Albert Einstein was there. Howard Hughes was there. There was somebody who from the UK Ministry of Defense. There was a cardinal there. I mean, these were the big shots in the world, and they were all there to watch Eisenhower meet with them and make this so-called treaty. And I think you're right. If they disclose that they allowed that our citizens, or their, which is, I guess, their citizens, because we're no longer, in a sense, part of them, in whatever way you want to look at it, if they disclose that they allowed us to be taken by them, what does that show? What does that show that they care for us? It shows very little. It shows we're expendable. I think that's one of the biggest reasons that's holding the cover up, that and oil.
Right. Well, you and I occasionally go to a group in L.A. for people in the media, and the Steve Bassett, the guy who runs the group, says that other countries are going to go ahead and do disclosure, and they've already released files in many other countries, and they're not waiting around for the U.S. anymore, so we may be forced into it anyway.
I completely agree with that. Look at Brazil. They've managed to convert their whole country into running their cars on ethanol, which comes from corn. They don't need oil. Oil is traded globally in U.S. dollars. What does that go to say? If they are no longer part of this, you know, multi-world group or multi-country group, they can basically be a rogue nation and go whichever direction they want. If the moment they disclose, it's going to make the U.S. look stupid for being the second to come on board. Really, if the U.S. wants to stay on top of things, they should be the first to disclose, not the second, third, fourth, whatever, so be it. That's my true opinion on that take.
Well, there's a great film called Thrive, which is free, and I think 35 million people have seen Thrive now, and apparently a million a month see it. So that's on YouTube. That's THRIVE. And they talk a lot about free energy and that UFO technology is really about free energy, which the oil companies are suppressing. What about that side of the story?
Oh, I completely agree. That's a great movie. If all those folks listening haven't seen it yet, check it out. Like Mike said, it is for free. At one point, it was a big budget production. I'm sure they charged at one point, but now it's available on YouTube. And it touches everything. The person who's involved in it is actually one of the heirs to Procter & Gamble, and they start in one direction, and then they realize that everything is linked. Things linked from the Kennedy assassination to free energy to crop circles to UFOs, everything's combined, and it all comes down to keeping the world in check by having us pay for oil and power, when really there is free energy out there. How do we harness it? That's the big question. Some people know, but those people are suppressed. That's a big thing. In that movie also, they talked about Dr. Royal Fife, I believe his name was. In the early 20s, he did a test with a machine that he had on 16 terminally ill patients with cancerous tumors. After a few months of his therapy, all 16 of those people were cured of their cancer. Their tumors were dissolved. If that technology was brought forward again and used now, imagine the impact it could make on this world. Now, if I'm not mistaken, in the movie there were a few different doctors who had come to such close, astonishing conclusions. His office was burned down. Then he was found dead, just goes along with all the other ones who did the same thing. That was almost 100 years ago. And you know, another thing that also shocked me, is I was talking to Dr. Lear. He went to visit a car museum. He told me about a car from 1917 that was a hybrid. It was using half gasoline, half battery. If we were using hybrids 100 years ago, why in the heck are we still using technology 150 years old? The internal combustion engine was what we were using in the 1850s. There is no reason with our technological advancements that we are still using such crap technology. The only reason, because we can still pay for it. That's why.
Right. Now, like when I watch some videos on your site and I'm watching these UFOs hover around, I want to know what kind of free energy they're using, you know, and we probably have that reverse engineered at Area 51. And why can't we have that for our cars and to get around, you know?
You hit the nail on the head right there. There have been a few whistleblowers that have come out. One of the most famous ones was Bob Lazar, who came out in the late 80s. He, too, also expressed his frustration with this not being told to the world as it should be. He said he wasn't the most qualified person to deal with this and that this should be taken out of the secrecy and into the hands of the proper people. Flash forward 20 years later, when we're not talking about alien craft, but we're talking about alien beings, which Dr. Dan Burrish also worked in S4. He corroborated Bob Lazar's story independently, and he too was saying the exact same things. This stuff belongs in the hands of the public. After all, we're the taxpayers. If it wasn't for us, the president, the senators, the congressmen, they'd have nothing. Their jobs are because of us. We pay for everything that we're looking around for, the streetlights, the roads, you name it. It comes out of our pockets. If that's the case, then why can't we look at our own product?
Absolutely. So I want to remind everybody we're talking to Dr. J. Andy Ilias, and I'd like everyone to go to YouTube right now while they're listening and type in third phase of the moon. Third phase of moon. Why don't you walk us through the site and some of the top videos right now?
Yes, this site is actually, it's a channel. It's a little over 69,000 subscribers, climbing daily. The most recent film that's uploaded is a retired U.S. Marine. He actually gets on to Area 51 as close as he can before he gets harassed by the, you know, security there, which I think some people call them the Black Seals or something like that. I just think they're another private military contractor, just like Blackwater USA. That's what I think is really covering them up. Right before that, there was a covering of this man, a local man of Los Angeles, who claims to summon UFOs. I went there, did some coverage of him, covered the crowd shots, pointed the camera up to where they were looking. Personally, I didn't see anything, but then when we reviewed the footage later, there seemed to be a little round object coming, but that's not the biggest thing. If you guys want to see some of the craziest footage, go on there. You'll find something that was posted last year. It was from Colombia. This Pablo Ortiz, this farmer in Colombia, was worried about this chupacabra. We call it the chupacabra, but they call it, you know, the witch tunda, the local witch woman. And the dogs were barking like crazy. This man goes with his brother, following along with the camera. He finds the dogs, and out of the bushes comes this creature, and its antenna just kind of like sprout out. You know, it's played in slow motion. You can see it, and he fires it with his shotgun, and then the dogs start mauling it. I mean, this is just one of the greatest things. This man still claims to have the actual body, and we would like to someday, you know, have some tests done on it if some researchers step forward and actually go on with it. That's just one of the almost 700 videos on there. There's so many more. I don't even know where to begin. Stan Romanek submitted some great footage. If any of you read any of his books, The Messages, Answers, any of those, he has some black and white photos that he shared in there, but he gave us some color photos. He can't release the footage until the movie comes out, his documentary, which was supposed to be out this month. I don't know what the delay is. I guess they've had a little financial difficulty. Nonetheless, there's some great images. Two separate ones of a gray, one with one in his house, another one, he says, after an abduction, a camera that was on his nightstand went missing. They looked all around the house for it. They couldn't find it. 2 days later, Mr. and Mrs. Romanek found the camera, and it was on the floor next to the nightstand. They looked everywhere, but yet it was there. When they looked at the images, there was two more pictures than they had previous to the abduction. One of them looked just like as if someone took a picture of really up close of like a off-white Nothing, an off-white nothing, really. And the second one, you can actually make the face of a gray with the eyes, and you could even see the reflection of the flash in the eye. I think that's one of the most astonishing photos. And at first, to tell you the truth, I didn't quite believe his story when I first saw him appear on Larry King Live with his attorney, and he showed a recreation of the alien in the window. But when taken as a whole, with his equations, with everything else that goes along with his story, I think that's one of the most credible cases that we can look at. And we were privileged to have his photos on this. Now, remember, like I said, there's almost 700 videos. This is just one, or actually two, of the videos. There are so much more. One of the more recent ones that I think is one of my favorite is of this great UFO that looks, it's got a dome-shaped object, and it's coming in at a 45-degree angle to the water. When it's about 10 meters from the water, you could actually see in the slow-motion frame, it actually stretches out. It flattens like a pancake, and then it gets about 2 to 3 times as long. And it does that just as it's about to enter the water. Right before it enters the water, the shape gets back to normal, then it hits the water, and then it travels parallel with the surface of the water. And that was shot off the coast of Guam. That's one of the most amazing ones because it makes you want to think, what's at the bottom of the ocean? One of our researchers, Preston Dennett, famed MUFON researcher, has written 15 books, most notably UFOs Over California, UFOs Over New York. He wrote a whole book on underwater bases. And I think this just fits in perfectly with what he's been saying, that there's stuff down there.
Right. Now, I want to remind people, we're talking about YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel, Third Phase of the Moon. Now, Third Phase of Moon, excuse me. Now, your philosophy with the cousins is just to put up everything and let the public decide, correct?
Well, yes. Now they're a little more careful. If it's coming from a known hoaxer, if it looks like it's too good to be true, if it looks like it's CGI, they'll obviously pass on it. But for the most part, their job, their philosophy is let's put it out there, let's let the people decide. Because if it's not put out there and they screen everything and things are just hidden from everybody, then we'll never get to know which is which, because sometimes the technology is so good these days to create something. How are we going to know if it's real or not? So that's their basic philosophy, is put it out there, let the public decide, unless, of course, it comes from a known hoaxer or it looks like a hoax, because they were filmmakers. You know, in their heyday years ago, they made one of the blockbuster movies that was the highest grossing box office hit in Hawaii. It was a zombie movie. It was called The Rising Dead. So they know the tips and tricks and the camera tricks and all that other stuff they can do. So they use their keen eye to screen out videos. But I stand by with the last at least 100, if not more, videos that were put up there. I've seen them all myself. I was there when they came in. We interviewed the witnesses together, and you could just tell with those people, they're so excited with what they saw, you know, that it just changes them. And that's why I truly think now that Third Phase of the Moon is known and people are submitting things on a daily basis, you see a lot more credible footage than what you used to see years ago.
Now, I know just a few minutes left before you have to go. I have some quick questions. There was an incident about 2 years ago, a giant, clear UFO hovering above an airport in China. Do you have any information on that incident? Because everyone seems to have amnesia and have forgotten it.
You know, I remember that incident, and this is one thing that the Cousins brothers don't want to do, for good reason, is if it's already covered on the mainstream media and we don't have the copyright rights and the person who shot the film doesn't authorize them to us, we don't show it. So what you're seeing on Third Phase of the Moon is stuff that normally would not make the light of day on CNN or other places like that. That UFO over China, which was huge, which was covered in multiple angles, had several thousand witnesses, was a blockbuster story for the world. I mean, and that was something that they also could not contain. That's why it made every major network possible. And I think that's why it's not covered, is because of that reason, because it was on every network. We're looking for stuff that people normally would not see.
Now, what do you make of there's some video out of Mexico sometimes of, like, it looks like witches or people flying through the air. What do you know about that?
You know, I saw quite a few of those, and I got to say, those are astonishing, amazing. Let me tell you the story. This is actually a little freaky. I'm also a skydiver, and what I wanted to do is when you're a licensed skydiver, the USPA, the United States Parachute Association, automatically gives you a subscription to Parachutist Magazine. I wanted to send a letter asking all the skydivers if they've ever seen anything while in free fall or while on the plane ride up. So I was talking to my friend. Most skydivers, after they hit 50 jumps, have a camera. Now, I asked him if he'd ever seen anything, and I was going to submit something to Parachutist if there's any UFOs caught by any skydivers. He goes, well, I can answer you that. I said, oh, tell me. He said, well, I was doing a jump a few weeks ago in San Diego, Brown Airfield, and it was getting kind of late. We were supposed to do a group jump, and then as we all had nightsticks in the plane, it turns out it was getting dusk, it was getting dark. People were a little scared to all fly together, so they decided to do small two- or three-way groups. So they all put on their nightsticks. So he did a two-way jump with someone else. Now, right before you open, what you're supposed to do, you got to look over both shoulders, and then you have to do a double wave. And the reason is this is the international symbol to anybody that you're about to open. The reason why it's so important is because if you open and someone is still in free fall directly above you, you're going to slam together. And imagine a body-to-body impact of 100 miles an hour. You're not going to survive that. Nonetheless, he does his international, you know, double wave, looks over both shoulders, opens his mane, no problem, lands, no incident, right? Then he goes and reviews the footage, and then he saw something amazing. He said right on his over his shoulder, right where he pitched open his canopy, there was a figure there with the arms and legs exceptionally long. He didn't see this in person, yet it's clear as day in his camera, and clearly this thing was traveling at the same speed as him, which was terminal velocity around 120, 130 miles an hour at the time, and it didn't look like he was wearing a parachute of any kind, and had he seen something wearing a parachute, obviously he would have tracked away from it. And that just stunned me when he said that. If that's as common as I think, because this went unreported, he sure as hell didn't send the footage for anyone to see. He didn't submit this to USPA to tell him what happened. If I could just reach out to each of the other skydivers, if there's any skydivers out there listening, if you've ever seen a UFO on jump run or while in free fall, please do contact us at Third Phase of the Moon. But I got to say, that goes in line with what you were talking about, these floating humanoids that were seen in Mexico. Those are amazing shots. If you look, they're not wearing any jetpacks. They're not wearing anything. I mean, and it's so eerie seeing a humanoid floating. I mean, what else can it be?
People really need to look at that. And let me ask you, there's kind of a talk or a buzz in the New Age community that we had a lot of abductions by Greys around the time that Whitley Strieber wrote Communion, which was like 88, and then Intruders, that famous book, and that there was a lot of abductions by Greys and a lot of medical experiments. But that now that we've shifted into fourth density past 2012, the end of the precession, the energy has changed, that this is fading away and this is no longer happening as much. What do you think of that?
You know, I actually worry a little bit about that because it makes me want to think, did they complete their agenda? It seems that UFO sightings are on the rise, but yet abductions are on the decrease. Why is that? Did they really complete their hybridization project? That's a very scary concept if you think about it. And people like David Jacobs were saying that each generation of people, each generation of persons that were abducted, the hybrids that they were shown looked more and more human. Now, if they've stopped abducting as many people as they have been, and the hybrids look almost like you can't tell the difference, is what I'm told. A lot of people are saying they look so human-like that if they were walking down the street, you would never know. Maybe they are already infiltrating our planet. That's the scary thought. And it makes me want to wonder, why all of a sudden are they halting to this now? I don't think there was a higher authority that said, hey, you did this for so many years, now you got to stop. I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's more that they reached their goal.
Well, I'd also like to know about the cattle mutilations and if they have stopped, because we certainly heard a lot about them, maybe like in the 90s, and I don't know if that's still continuing as much either.
You know, I don't know that either. There was something interesting I saw. Again, this was on YouTube. This was someone who was an abductee who wanted to share their story but clearly did not want to tell the people who they were. He was in a silhouette. He had his voice altered. And he was talking about being on board, and he, and then someone asked him, why are cows being taken, cows being mutilated? And he said, well, when the hybrids are born, they need milk just like me and you do. They also need to eat beef. And that's one aspect. The other aspect is that the cow's blood is so similar to human blood that they can actually use it. I don't know how. I'm not a medical person. I can't tell you that part. But they actually can use it with humans. I don't know how it fits in with hybrids, but that's two different theories that I heard right there.
Right. So I'm going to let you just take a minute or so, just kind of briefly describe your YouTube channel, give out any contact information, and then we're going to let you go.
Yes. Everyone out there listening, make sure you check out Third Phase of Moon. Spell it out, THIRDPHASEOFMOON on YouTube. You can't miss it. It is the largest UFO YouTube channel. As a matter of fact, if you just type in UFO onto YouTube, one of the first 10 videos will be Third Phase of Moon. And check out the large library of videos, especially the most recently posted ones, the one that I was talking about. It's almost an hour long, where it has the 15 Skype interviews back-to-back with the evidence, the people, what they recorded. There's so much there. I think it's channels like this that are doing the whole public as a whole, a good favor in showing what's really happening out there. You're not going to get it from CNN. You're not going to get it from Fox News, but you are going to get it from YouTube.
And that's so much to talk about and so many videos. I actually hope you come join our network with the Cousins Brothers and have a UFO show on BBS Radio. We would love to have you.
We'll definitely talk about it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dr. J. Andy Ellis. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was a great guy, obviously a very intelligent researcher, and I met him at some Los Angeles meetings. He and I go to MUFON, and that's called the Mutual UFO Network, and that's all around the country. If you type MUFON into your computer, they have groups in most major cities. And you can always go to Meetup. Like, if you're interested in this stuff, the New World Order, and all the things we talked about, UFOs, you can go to meetup.org and type in, you know, Alex Jones or David Icke or UFOs or ghosts or whatever. And there's a group in your area that you can meet up with and go talk to and start connecting. So, we're going to go ahead and go back in the last 15 minutes and talk about some more news. So what you do on the BBS homepage, right in the middle, you're going to see TNT, which stands for Trusted News Trader. And every day there's great articles. I mean, I no longer watch corporate television. I haven't watched it for about 10 years, actually since 9/11. If they're not going to report what happened at 9/11, I cannot watch them. So I get my news from alternative sources, and TNT is really great. So go ahead and click that on, and I'm going to talk about a few more stories that caught my interest, that interested me. And so we'll kind of wind up the show talking about current events. So there's a free movie on TNT called The Freedom Movie 2, and that's kind of a bonus if you click that on and watch it. And it really talks about how the police state is trying to be put in place, the New World Order, and how people are waking up spiritually and really dismantling it and overcoming a lot of this oppression. So it's called The Freedom Movie 2, and just click it on the TNT news site and get a free movie and pass that on. Speaking of films, you know, Thrive, they had a lot of money behind that movie because Procter Gamble, you know, he comes from a wealthy family. So when you have, you know, whatever X amount of million dollars it is, you can really make things happen. You can really market it and have good production. And he was able to really launch that film and made his money back, and then they released the copyright very generously, so now it's free. And that's why I talk about it a lot. It's called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And you don't want to fall into the trap of, well, I don't agree with every single thing in this movie. Well, neither do I. I mean, but I'm on board with at least 90% 90% of it. So if you can get on board with 90% of a film or a website or something, I mean, you got to go for it. We can't get lost in the details. This is too important. We're either going to go into a new world order, lockdown society, or we're going to have freedom. It's one way or the other. We're either going to have UFO disclosure, or we're going to keep burying our heads in the sand, and these UFOs are going to keep doing all of their actions on this planet covertly, which is like the worst case scenario. That's the worst thing you could do, would be to like hide from all this. They're already here. Let's deal with it. Let's face the wizard, like Dorothy did in Oz. You might want to watch that movie again. Watch that scene where she walks up and face the wizard. I believe it's a real metaphor for life. I mean, what's she going to do? Turn away at that point? Just go back and walk and hang out with the munchkins in the cornfield? No, there's no going back. You face the wizard and you let the chips fall where they may, and you look behind that curtain and you find out, it's not so scary after all. I had to do it. I had to walk away from every manner of just, I mean, I was so raised to be in the matrix and just to be so regular and so normal. And I just walked away from all of it. And every step of the way, God and the angels have helped me. They've helped me land on my feet. They've helped me get money. They've helped me, find my niche so I can do what I need to do. And you got to jump off that diving board. You have to, we're on a hero's journey. Your life is a hero's journey. You have to be a hero. You can't be a coward. So Thrive, post it on your Facebook page. If you could all do that for me, I would appreciate it. Just or do it for yourself, actually. Don't do it for me. Just it's so easy to click a button and on YouTube and put Thrive on your Facebook page and just keep it going viral. Alex Jones, InfoWars, a lot of his films are copyright free. So if you can get his copyright free films, just post them, because he exposes a lot going on behind the scenes. So I also have this other theory that out in public, everybody's acting, subdued and normal and quiet. And, oh, how's the weather? And how about those sports? How about those Lakers? How about those Dodgers? How about that Super Bowl? What are you doing for Valentine's Day? What are you doing for Easter, 4th of July? Everyone's out in public at dinner parties. We're all so polite. But you know what? I have a theory. Everyone's going home late at night and listening to Coast AM or listening to BBS Radio. Because, I mean, Coast to Coast is on 600 stations. I mean, there's a lot of people going home and listening to that stuff. Or they're going home in private and they're reading a UFO book or watching an Alex Jones video. So why not just the next phase, the next step is to start talking about this publicly. Talk about this stuff at a dinner party. Why not? It may be a little shocking or surprising for some people, but we're fast becoming the majority, and we need to speak our voice and not just small talk and just drift through our day in small talk. And I can't tell you how many times people will just barely look at me and walk by me and say, "How are you? How are you?" And it's like they're shooting a bullet at me. They don't even mean it. How are you? It's the lamest, most disingenuous thing you can say. And I always, I try to look people in the eye and I say good morning or good afternoon or good evening instead of how are you. I only ask that question if I really want to know. I might say, "Oh, I've heard you've been sick. How are you? Are you better?" Like if it's a specific question, and I try to just have genuine moments with people as I go through my day, and I hope you do too. That in my metaphysical journey, it's all about the little moments in our day, that little magical moment. When you go into a store and the sales clerk or the waiter in the restaurant is acting like just a total corporate phony. "Hi, how are you? May I help you today?" Their voice actually goes up 3 octaves. It's absurd. I try to just look at them in a calm, in my normal voice, and, "Oh, I'm doing well. Could you help me find this or that? And how are things going with you?" I try to bring them back to normal, real moments, and that's what I'm working on right now in my metaphysical journey. So to tell you a little bit more about me, I go by Radio Mike, and my website is mysteryislands.net, And if you go there, I do tarot. I'm a tarot reader, and tarot has helped me become my genuine true self, have my genuine true voice, find out exactly what I'm doing on this planet. And I know part of that is communicating, being on radio and reading tarot. There's the things I'm supposed to do, and it feels so good when you find your path and you are in the zone and doing what you're supposed to be doing. There's a lot of blessings that occur, a lot of good karma. And the guys that run this radio station are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that's their good karma. So I do tarot on Skype. So if you want to see me on video, you can do that. Or I can just do it on the phone, old school, the old-fashioned way. It doesn't matter. The point is that, you ask questions about what you're concerned about in your life, and I give the spiritual answers. So it's mysteryislands.net, and of course I'm head over heels and involved in ancient alien research. And I was doing it before the show, Ancient Aliens, on the History Channel, because I was receiving psychic hits and that this information needed to come out. This was like 2005, and I was one of the people who needed to do it. I was one of the foot soldiers on the ground, and I dropped what I was doing, and I went on television in Portland, Oregon, and I did a lot of television in Portland. I was known all over the city, and I really cranked it. I really put myself out there, and I saw the wave building. And then, sure enough, a year later, the History Channel broke out with the TV show Ancient Aliens, and it became the information went out to all the households all across the U.S. and probably other countries too. It was phenomenal. It was incredible just to be part of that buildup. Part of that wave that I knew there were Sumerian clay tablets. I knew that the public really didn't know about them in 2005. I knew that they were really important. They were much older than the Bible, but they included some biblical stories. So that needed to be addressed. And we needed to, look at the Bible, read the Bible, and then compare it to Sumerian clay tablets. And find out about this other group. I mean, the Bible briefly talks about giants. It briefly says a group came down from the sky, they mated with human beings, they had, sexual relations, and another group of giants was created or ancient heroes, but then the Bible stops talking about it. It just gives these little clues as you look through the Old Testament. So I knew the Sumerian clay tablets, which date back to 4000 BC, were rich in material and history about the history of our planet. And Zachariah Sitchin, had these incredible interpretations of the clay tablets. So I started making movies on it. My first film was The Sands of Time, and that was like 2005 and 2006, around there. And now I've made four movies. And I have a lot of photos and pictures. So it's not really me. I'm in the background narrating it, but I really go through all the ancient sites on the planet, like Easter Island, Stonehenge, Baalbek, the Irish Stone Towers, some Karnak, some places you may not have heard of, Avery Circle, the Egyptian obelisks. Yanaguni, Angkor Wat, Nan Madal, Oak Island in Canada. I go through some real esoteric and mysterious sites, that Roslyn Chapel, and I lay out the whole ancient alien theory. And it's a separate topic from religion. I want to separate UFOs from religion, because it's a separate topic, and I want to make that point. It's really clear. You can have your faith or whatever that is and also believe in UFOs. As a matter of fact, in Ezekiel in the Bible, it really, if you read it, really describes like a UFO landing coming out of the sky. And so also, when I talk about the ancient gods, I'm talking about God with a little g. I'm not talking about the God of the universe. That's a separate subject. So the clay tablets clearly describe a grand, a god, a supreme god of the universe. But then they talk about this other group, these little gods. They were, interacting with humans thousands of years ago. They were gold miners. They wanted humans to mine the gold. It was all about real estate and gold and minerals. Gee, what a surprise, huh? It kind of always boils down to that. So please check out my films. Please support me and my work and my destiny. I pay for this radio show, and I'm putting it out there, sending out good karma. I'm asking for people to support me and my work so I can continue to do this. I'm my own sponsor on this show. So go to mysteryislands.net, mysteryislands.net, that's plural, and check out my four films. They're like $15. They're well-priced. And my tarot readings, please check them out. And I'd love to do a personal reading with some of you off the air. And so we can work on your karma and your dharma and what you're doing on your life path. So we just have a few minutes left, and I'm excited because we have a live show, and this will run again this evening. So back to the news board, okay? Go to the middle of the webpage, click on TNT, and every day there's a lot of fantastic news. So that's alternative news, but it should be mainstream. So I'm clicking on one article here, How to Fully Activate Your Pineal Gland. Drenvalo Melchizedek, he's a spiritual giant in our field. And that's really important, that pineal gland. And that would be a really good article to read today or to click on to link to. And the other guy who really talks about opening up your pineal gland is David Wilcock. And it's shaped like a pine cone. And in my research in the ancient alien stuff, a lot of these, little gods are holding a pine cone in their hand. It's like, what are they doing? Why are they holding a pine cone? Are they going camping or something? This is absurd. And even the Pope is holding there's a statue of like a pine cone at the Vatican. It's stunning. You should look at that picture on YouTube. It's a giant pine cone shape at the Vatican. And it's referring to this pineal gland. It's in your brain. What David Wilcock says is there's some kind of, just if you go to his website, Divine Cosmos, there's a special kind of butter, skate oil that you take and that can remove all of the debris on our pineal gland. And he talks about ways to go into meditation and to open up that gland so you can see out of your third eye so that you're psychic. But I'm phenomenally obsessed with David Wilcock. I've met him. I've seen him speak live. He says he's the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. He looks like him. He has the same astrological chart. He has amazing videos. His book, The Source Field, is incredible. I'm really, as an intuitive, I'm really keen in on the two Davids right now, David Icke and David Wilcock. I think there's incredible researchers in our field, but for right now, for whatever reason, I spend a lot of my free time watching their clips on YouTube. And so David Wilcock and David Icke are really my teachers at the moment. And so I'll learn from them for a while, and then I'll go on to some others. But I want to just share that information with you. So David Wilcock, what he says is there were some like alien bases underwater, and they were blown up a couple years ago, and that may be just these whole negative entities are going away, and these grays and these negative ETs are going away. And I hope he's right. I really want to believe that. And he talks about the golden age. We're about to enter, go into fourth and fifth density. And we've just ended a cycle of the precession of a 25,000 year cycle. And that was 2012. That was the tipping point. And now we're entering into a new age. We're also entering into the age of Aquarius as we leave the age of Pisces. So please check out his work, David Wilcock, and at divinecosmos.com. And check out the TNT News Board and my website, mysteryislands.net. I would love to see you come join me over there. So I really appreciate you joining me on Odyssey. Thank you so much for supporting me. And we're going to wind up now, and I will see you in 2 weeks. And just one more note, I'm going to the world premiere of the movie Sirius today. It's spelled S-I-R-I-U-S. I'll be in Hollywood with Dr. J at the premiere for Sirius, and that's going to explode. Trust me, you're going to hear a lot about it. There's a big, promo on the main page of this website, BBS. So let's everybody get on board with UFO disclosure. This may be the tipping point, because apparently there's a lot of smoking gun proof and evidence from Sirius. All right, so we're going to wind up the show. I appreciate it, and have a good evening, and welcome. Thank you for joining me in Odyssey. Have a good night. Bye-bye.